Well, Les Alexander, Gonski.
That's very strange. I would say there's more to it than we know.
It's got to be, right?
I guess here's where I stand. If you are the someone who owns a business that's worth conservatively $1 billion.
Yeah, 1.3 is the actual figure I saw.
Okay.
Is what it is apparently valued at right now.
Okay. Let's say you own a business that's worth $1.3 billion. You're that kind of gentleman that owns a business like that. That means you're a big swinging Richard, right?
Exactly. Like Greg Oden swinging Richard.
Normally, when you're that type of a baller, someone comes to you and says, hey, I'd like to purchase your business. And that's who's another big swinging D, by the way. And then you say, I'm not interested, but for this number, I might become interested. It just seems rare that someone comes out, unless there's some sort of crisis happening behind the scenes, and says, hey, I'm looking to sell this team. Like, Donald Sterling didn't even want to sell. He was going to make a massive – he sold the Clippers for $2 billion.
Yeah.
He still went out kicking and screaming just because that's not how billionaires typically do business.
I guess to do the equivalent of it, it would be like you owning a really nice sports car that you love and somebody wants to offer you a bunch of money for it, but you don't really need it. And – you know, I think in the case of these teams, most of these guys, they have them because they enjoy it. But if you're less, I guess it kind of depends what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And maybe he just wants to go sit on his boat and rake in all that money. Oh, he's got plenty. He's won his championships. He's kind of got this team set up now. Maybe he does just want to step away from it and, you know, hookers and blow.
Hey, or maybe he's got some sort of health concerns.
Yeah, maybe. And that's
– and I don't – I mean,
that was the first thing I thought when I heard it. And I don't want to go speculating because I don't know. But yeah, that's one of those things you kind of look at. Now, Tillman Fertitta's name's popped up in this. I think that would be an interesting guy to kind of pick things up where they left off. I think there it does create a lot of uncertainty because one thing Les has always done is spend money and try to win. You just saw it with the Harden extension. You just saw it with Chris Paul. And now you've got that kind of uncertainty that you know, maybe suddenly this Carmelo deal is not something you want to do because you don't know who the new owner is going to be. Maybe, you know, from a free agent perspective, if you're Chris Paul, you're like, well, wait a minute, do I want to be here next year if I don't know who the owner is going to be? I think all of those are fair questions. And, you know, I think it creates some uncertainty. And, you know, let's be honest. The guy's, I think, pretty safe to say he's the best owner the city's ever had. I mean, he's the only one that's won championships. Yeah, I'm not going to count all those Comets championships, but he brought that team in.
But those happened, and Dynamo championships happened, Fred.
Yeah, but he didn't own the Dynamo.
No, but he could have.
No, but he's always swung for the fences. He's always tried. He's always gone out and got stars and tried to have a team that is, you know, relevant. So I think from a Rockets fan's perspective, it's not good news. There's really no way it's good news.
Well, and here's the other sort of side to that, that whoever buys this team, like, you know what Les Alexander's about. And Les Alexander has, say what you want about, and I've said plenty about his success in doing so, but he tries to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And which, listen, take a glance around the NBA. Not everybody's in this business to win.
No.
You know, there's a lot of people if they're turning a profit, cool.
But then there's also guys who are in it to win and they fail miserably at it. Mikhail Prokhorov. I mean, guys like that will spend a ton of money.
Yes.
And you know, you may bring in somebody who spends a ton of money but doesn't do it right. And those are all fair concerns, I think.
But, yeah, whoever comes in, remember this. Do we know the exact number that Les bought the Rockets for when he did? What, 24 years ago now? Is it 80-something, 90-something million?
I think it was 80. I think Jerome tweeted it was like 85 million or okay, something like that.
So if he's turned 80, 90 million into something that's worth 1.3 bill, he's playing with house money.
Oh, absolutely.
If someone has to come around and buy this team for $1.6 billion, $2 billion, let's just say something crazy happens,
I don't think
right?
$2 billion is out of the question here.
Let's just say that happens, and I don't think they'll get $2 billion for it. But let's say that they do, $2 billion. Suddenly, if you don't think the margin there for like what you've got to do to make a profit doesn't tighten up, I mean, you're fooling yourself. So, and I've seen this same thing happen in the UFC over the last year since the Fertitta sold the UFC.
Right.
Did the same thing. Bought it low, like, what, $2 million?
Yeah, something
turned
ridiculous.
It into a billion-dollar industry. Sold it. Good for them. Multi-billion dollars. And since those people have bought it, suddenly it's not run the same way. And it's not run as effectively. We've seen a lot of fighters walk away because they're not getting the right money. People aren't happy. It becomes way more of a nickel and dime counting business.
Well, especially, and we kind of saw this with Jim Crane when he first overpaid for the Astros.
Yeah. If you overpay for something, the belt buckle gets, the belt tightens up.
The only exception has been the Dodgers. When they bought that team, they just went out and kept spending.
Yeah, but you know what? The Dodgers, Major League Baseball is like, hey, you guys need to figure something out. You guys are way over your head in debt. You guys need to figure this out. So, I mean, they're not exactly...
No, but they're winning at least, and they've been spending money, but they've also got other issues. I think if I owned a major sports team right now, this would be when I would sell. I don't think these values keep going up. I really don't. I don't think the TV deals are going to be the same down the road. And I think... especially since TV is becoming fragmented, I don't think that the money is going to be there. So if I've got a team like this and somebody's going to pay me in the billions for it, I probably walk away unless it's just my toy and I want to keep playing with it. And maybe Les is just tired of playing with the toys. And maybe he keeps looking over at the Warriors and says, you know what? It doesn't matter what we do. I mean, we're not going to get there. So now's the time. I get 1.6, 1.7 billion. See ya.
Yeah. And then, listen, I don't blame Les Alexander. And you know what? If he sells the team and then the team goes downhill for a while, which, again, if someone pays more than market value, which will probably happen, the team, I would expect, will go downhill for a little while. And well, I'm not saying necessarily on the court right away, but I do think there will be less willingness to go out there. And let's say this. Let's say that somebody had paid – $1.6 billion or $2 billion 2 months ago for this team, James Harden's not getting this massive extension.
Guess it depends on who buys it. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, once you spend $2 billion,
But Harden's a value thing, too. It's like, okay, I've got this superstar who's still going to be here.
Yeah.
So that makes the team more valuable. 4-9 says, can the Blitzers pull money and buy the team? I'm pretty sure we can't come up with what it would take, and I think it would be a bad investment. Long term.
Yeah.
I think now if you buy any sports team, when you're talking billions, you're buying high. All right.
It just seemed a little odd because Daryl Morey just got an extension, Harden got an extension, you trade for Chris Paul. Just the timing seems very weird.
But I also
trying to build it up to make it look pretty.
Invaluable.
Yeah. Look, and by the way, the last team Chris Paul was on got sold for $2 billion.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not even the best team in LA. So in terms of Well, I bet the best on the court, but not in terms of which one you'd rather own.
Right, not the best franchise in LA.
No.